everybody. Welcome to another edition of Ace on Music. This week, I'm doing it from my home because, whether you know it or not, the show originates in California. And we're in the midst of a massive COVID upsurge here in California. And especially in Los Angeles County, we're the hotbed of the country right now. So for everybody's safety, we've decided that we're not doing the shows at the studio for the next little while until till the ban is lifted. But in any case, I wanted to, first of all, just take a few moments to say thank you to everybody involved with this show. We've had our first year here, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been interesting doing it during the pandemic. Gave us a little something to do that normally we wouldn't have had to do. And there's so many people involved. First of all, of course, my co-hosts, Mark and Sean. You guys, I don't know what to say, but thank you for all of your efforts. There's a lot of people behind the scenes, too. We have Mark Hylands, our head of our video team over in Belfast, Ireland, who adds all those pictures and things like that you see. You got to say a big thanks to Mark. To Becky, who's doing our social media and things like that. Everybody and all of our guests and the people who've given all of your feedback and everything, I can't thank you enough. It's been a blast, and I look forward to many more of them. Now, in my day job, if you care to use that term, I, as you know, manage a number of bands. And for whatever reason, almost all of the bands that I manage are based in the UK. And as a result, usually at this time of year, I am over in the UK, usually on tour with one of my bands. I know that it has been sort of my raison d'etre for the last 15 years or so that I usually only get home from tour a day or two before Christmas. So it's a mad scramble either over in Europe or here to try and get everything done. And normally that's a bit of a pain in the ass, but after this year, I really miss it. I mean, I know all of you out there are fans of live music and all that, and we've had a year where we basically just couldn't do it. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. We have wonderful things coming. We will be back in the venue soon enough. We will be seeing live shows together. The vaccine is now starting to be distributed. You know, we're going to get there. So keep your chins up, and we're going to do it. Now, the other thing that comes along with that rush around Christmas time is usually that's when the labels and things get drag out all the Christmas favorites, and they fill the malls and the stores with this music. And you know, for an artist, a Christmas hit is the gift that just keeps on giving, because every year those songs get pulled out and they get played. And you know, a perfect example of I'm not sure how long ago it was, maybe about 15 or so years ago, Mariah Carey came out with a Christmas album, and it had a huge hit called All I Want for Christmas Is You. And every year that song comes out, and every year it charts again. I mean, I bet you she's made more money off of that one song than any other song in her catalog. And there's a lot of other ones like that. I mean, Slade has their big hit that's played over in the UK ubiquitously for November and December. It's really good. And of course, the other thing that's wonderful about this time of year with music is you start hearing some of the old classics. And really, a lot of the best Christmas music is in the classics, whether your tastes go to like the likes of Bing Crosby or things along those lines. I tend to be more into the old-time Christmas carols. My favorite Christmas carol of all time is the Carol of the Bells. I love that song. I look forward to hearing it every year at Christmas. But it is a Christmas song. I can only hear it at this time of year without feeling kind of wrong. But There is a great story I have about one of my bands shot at making a Christmas song, but I'll tell that one on the After Hours show. So, really, there are lots of fun things going to be coming up in 2021, live music, new topics for the show. We're going to be doing lots of neat new things. And I just want to thank all of you out there for your continued support and feedback. It means a lot to us. This program is more or less a labor of love. We do it because we love music. We love sharing this information with people out there. And it's fun. So, but thank you all for being the audience to check it all out. And remember, you can always send me emails at aceonmusic@gmail.com. You can use the Patreon platform to leave comments. Or right here on YouTube, you can leave comments here. And we'd love to hear show suggestions. If you're in a band and you have questions, post them to us. Maybe it'll inspire us to make a show. We'd love to hear from you. I want to wish all of you a safe and happy holiday season. I hope you have a good time, but stay safe. Use your brain. The faster we can get over this coronavirus, the faster we can get into the live music venues again. Until next year, take care.